Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper and fandom alt. This is the very first episode featuring Shadowhunters and the pairing of Jace Herondale and Alec Lightwood, aka Jalek. It's my own OTP because I figured why not start with what I love most. Luckily, I won't be by myself. I will be chatting with my friend Danai, and we will hopefully be able to show you why we love these two so much. But what's a ship, you might ask? It's an abbreviation for relationship, and it can be used as a noun or a verb. I ship Kirk/Spock, or my favorite ship is Spirk, meaning you would like to see Star Trek's Kirk and Spock as a couple. And in the latter case, you are using one of the popular ship names, smushing their names together in a way that can be cutesy or cringy, depending on your point of view. As you can see from the title of this episode, I do the same for my own OTP. I call it Jalek. A few words about me. I'm 37, Swiss, or rather Swiss-German, with the equivalent of a master's degree in cultural anthropology, media studies and German literature. And I work an admin job in the renewable energy sector. I spend a lot of my free time online and consume a lot of TV shows, movies, books, as well as podcasts. I've also always been very interested in fandom, and that's why I had the idea to create my own fandom podcast. I love listening to people talk about what they're passionate about, and there's few things fans are more passionate about than their ships. This podcast will be zero judgment, 100% squee, as fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fanworks might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews. Het, i.e. straight couples, slash, meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters, or even real people. The only limit is the imagination. Does this sound like something you might enjoy? Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. How you can do that? You can find the Shipping Cast on Tumblr at shippingcast, or shippingcast.fandomish.net, on Podbean as shippingcast, and on Twitter as shipping_cast. You can also email me on the shippingcast@fandomish.net, where you can also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show, should you be so inclined. As mentioned at the start, this podcast is a judgment-free zone. My guests are here to share what they love, not to defend themselves. We ship and let ship here, in case that needed to be said. And any flames, i.e. hateful messages, will be used to roast marshmallows, to use old school fandom lingo. And yes, I know that this does date me. The topic of each episode will be clearly stated in the title, so if you think that the ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip it. Do us both the favor. In this pilot episode, we dive straight into dangerous waters by talking about my own main ship, which unfortunately has proven quite divisive in Shadowhunters fandom. However, that won't be the focus, as I chat with my friend Danai about the beautiful relationship between Jace Herondale and Alec Lightwood, aka Jalek from Shadowhunters. We talk about our fandom journeys, about the need to find community online, what it's like to ship a small ship in a big fandom, and the difference between fanon and canon, and other juicy things. We also squee about a number of fanworks that we love, and that we hope you might love too. First things, thank you so much for doing this with me.
Of course.
Very glad I don't have to do it by myself. Although I'm sure I could talk about Jalek for hours all by myself. So first of all, maybe introduce yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Danai. I'm from Greece. I just became 25 years old, so a quarter of the century. What else?
Congratulations.
I'm currently doing a trip in the US, and I usually work as a coordinator of exchange programs. And yeah, pretty much that's it. And I spend a lot of time watching TV shows, like a lot.
And I mean, so we met because of the fandom, right?
I think, well, I mean, I knew of you before we met because I had read some of your fan fiction. And I think then I started following you on Tumblr. I think you might have followed me back at this point, I'm not sure. And then I either did the thing that I messaged you. I'm not sure if I did this with you, and I was like, "Oh, like I love your fix or something." Or we met at Discord. I'm not sure which though. I
Me
forget.
either, but anyway, it's the beauty of the internet. So we met in Shadowhunters fandom, Jalik to be specific, but have you been in fandom before?
Oh yeah, I've been in fandom like since I was like probably 12 or 13. But I was less active, and then I became kind of more active around high school when I was like 17 or so. And it's been kind of like on and off, like depending on what you consider active in fandom. Like I have shapes, I follow tags, I read fan fiction, but most of the time I don't really actively participate in discussions or things because one of my big fandoms back in the day was Gossip Girl, and that was like a shit show. Like everybody was fighting with everybody. So after that, I'm a bit more selective with my involvement.
You don't like create fan works.
Not really. Like maybe for my first fandom, which was Rebel the Way, back when I was 13. It didn't really have. A very like active fan. It was only showing in Greece, and it did have a very active fandom in Greece. So I kind of like wrote some fan fiction back in the day for that. But pretty much, other than that, not really.
When you are in fandom, are you kind of like an OTP shipper or a multi-ship, or do you have several fandoms at once?
Oh, I definitely. So for me, how it works is that I have a lot of fandoms, like a lot. And then I have some that are my main fandoms, in the sense that they are the ones that I will read a lot of fan fiction about. I will track the tags. I will, depending on also the fandom and the situation, I will also talk about them with other people. Whereas with the other ones, I will just, consume more privately, I guess. And then in every kind of fandom, I usually have a ship. Mostly, I'm an OTP kind of person. Like, I have my big OTPs, and then with my secondary ships, I can multi-ship, like, because I don't. It's not that I don't care so much about them, it's just that I'm not as involved, I guess. But yeah, I would say that I'm a multi-fandom OTP kind of person.
And because this is the first podcast, just maybe so about the kind of fan that I am, which is quite similar to you actually, in that I do have kind of usually like one or two big fandoms. Usually one that I'm really, really active in, my big OTP and other ships that I like, but yeah, I wouldn't consider like OTP. But I also have like a couple smaller fandoms that I, yeah, like when you go to my AO3, you see like a list of, I don't know, something like 50 plus fandoms that I've created works for, but only like a handful where it's more than, say, 10 or 15 works. So, yeah, I kind of make my way from big fandom to big fandom.
Yeah,
And
like for
it's
me, a good example, let's say, is probably, let's say, Shadowhunters and like another show like New Girl or Bones. Like Bones, I think, is a good example. So I was watching Bones for years. I loved that show, Shamas. It's like one of my favorite shows, and I shipped Booth and Brennan like so much. But at the same time, I wasn't very active in that fandom because I was very happy with how the show went.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't really participate with, like, Shadowhunters because I'm not very happy with how the show is going. I participate more. So, it kind of, like... So, both of them are big fandoms for me, but one I was not very active, I would say. The other, I'm more active. So, yeah. It kind of goes like that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it's really crazy. I've never created as much as I have for Shadowhunters. I think for similar reasons... that we have, there's so much promise there, so much potential.
Yeah. I think in general, like, the more that you're not happy with the source material, either that is because you don't like the plot, or sometimes because you don't have enough. Like, I have some obscure ships that are not very prominent in their respective books or TV shows that I just really want to go into the tags or fan fiction, or just find other people to talk about it, because it's just not so prominent, you know? So you need the fellow fan.
That's how I ended up on freaking Tumblr, because I was so desperate to talk to someone about these two people who keep staring into each other's eyes.
Oh, no, I had Tumblr before that, I think. I didn't really use it much. I don't really use it much either now. But yeah, definitely helped though. I don't think I would have discovered like you or some other people from the fandom or even the chat if it wasn't for Tumblr. Yeah. Even though it was kind of more of a like a lurker than an active like participant.
Yeah, but lurkers are important. You leave very nice comments. That's very, like, very important.
Literally my start to meeting people were like, I think with you, Morgan, and then some other people, I just literally went to the messages and was like, so, I love everything you do, I love you, like, please talk to me. It was kind of like that.
So, let's talk about what we're here to talk about, namely Shadowhunters and Jalek.
Yay!
Yay. I mean, we've kind of mentioned a little bit before, like, I've mentioned the words soulmates and staring into each other's eyes. How would you introduce someone to Jason Alec?
Oof. Do they know of the show or do they not know the show?
Let's assume that they don't. Let's just have a really quick summary of what Shadowhunters is.
Oh, I'm really bad at that. Maybe you should do it.
Let me try it. Shadowhunters is set in a world where there's the regular world, what they call the mundane world. And then there's the shadow world, which is filled with demons and demon hunters, which are the shadow hunters. And also, everyone is kind of a mix between angel and demon. Like, shadow hunters are part angel and part mundane. And
yeah, they're and part human, warlocks. Part angel. And then you have the fairies, which are part demon, part angel.
Yeah, and warlocks.
And then you have the vampires, which is like part human, part demon. And I think so are the werewolves.
Actually, because I haven't read the books, don't kill me, internet fandom. I'm not quite sure, but if it's like a disease.
Like, I think like vampirism and werewolf is I think it was kind of mentioned like something as a demon-induced disease or something.
Yeah, while warlocks are part...
human, part human demon.
Part demon, exactly. Yeah. But our two guys are two Shadowhunters. They share a special relationship.
Yeah, I mean, the books, I would say, and like the show, like the whole plot revolves around basically Clary, who is a shadow hunter, but she doesn't know it, and then she gets thrust into the shadow world, and then, you know, chaos ensues, you know?
Oh, yes.
Well, because she's, like, the daughter of the bad guy, and then, you know, there's a war going on, so there's a lot of stuff. So, especially in the books, in the show, it's a little bit better, but, like, Jace and Alec aren't very prominent, necessarily. In the books,
Jace
and Alec together, right? I'd say.
Jace is the love interest for Clary.
And he's like the main protagonist, like the guy protagonist.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Jace for sure. But Jace and Alec and like that relationship, I'd say, is
It's definitely treated better on the show and gives you more material, but yeah, it's definitely not one of the biggest relationships on the show. Like the canon ships is like Clary and Jason and Magnus and Alec, both on the show and on the books. To be fair, on the show, like they explain Parabatai better than the first books. So like just to so like the first books that the show is based about is like the Mortal Instruments trilogy or whatever, in which like the Parabatai bone is just kind of like mentioned, but it's the significance is not shown so much. And instead, like Cassandra Clare writes another trilogy, The Infernal Devices, which feature a Parabatai warrior pair, and that's when you really realize the significance of the Parabatai bond on the prequel trilogy. Whereas the show, probably having gotten that knowledge already, kind of tries and I think I would say succeeds like generally to show the importance of the bond.
Also, it really helps that the actors have incredibly good chemistry.
And like, and to go back to when you asked like how would I introduce Jason Alec, so like if somebody doesn't know about it at all, then I just probably say like some basics about the she about like the show, and then I say so, and there's two guys that have like this very like this bond that is kind of like soulmates but more, and I just really like their chemistry and I just really like their dynamic. Whereas with people, like at least like in real life, that I have some friends of mine that casually watch the show, they're not very involved or whatever, I just tell them, so have you watched the show? Yeah, I have. And it's like, okay, cool, so Jason Alec, are they gay for each other or what? And the answer is like 99% is like, oh yeah, they're so gay for each other. I'm like, cool, I ship that. So that's how it goes, at least like in real life. On fandom is a bit different, but yeah.
Because then there's, episode 4 of season 1, right?
Oh yeah.
Where we really see the Parabatai bond in action for the first time, and where they stare into each other's eyes, and where we also see that Alec has feelings for Jace,
Yeah. And you
and that
know, I
he's
found,
hiding them
oh
really
yeah. I mean,
badly.
there's just it's kind of like a question how Jace, didn't realize those feelings
Oh
with all the
gosh.
hard guys going on, but yeah. But it's
Oh,
like very fun,
I have
yeah.
headcanons for that one. So many.
Oh, me too, but I
Yeah,
mean,
because, yeah.
the good thing, I guess, with fandom is that you can explain certain things in whichever way you want, because contrary to popular belief, you can create what you want in fan fiction. Like,
Yes.
that's part of the fandom. So yeah, canon
Yeah.
is canon, but then you can just play with it as you like.
Yeah. And you said before, they're soulmates and more. That's because they chose each other, right? It's
Yeah.
like they bound their souls together by choice. It's not something that was like forced on them.
Yeah, and like what is said in the books and like in the Parabatai like mythology or whatever, for example, Parabatai are buried together. If one Parabatai dies, the other one pretty much follows, and in their society, that is a military society, the Parabatai bond is the most, let's say, sacred bond that they have. In many ways, it is bigger and more than marriage,
Which is why
So
it's
if
really weird that it's not supposed to be romantic. Come on.
there's a explanation for that in the newest trilogy, so let's not go into that, but yeah. But yeah, I think that's why like it's so very weird to me that how people, I mean, not in real life, but like at least online, how they're very easy to say like, but just platonically, like, no, I love Parabatai, but just platonically. It's just okay, I get it, but also why is it so hard to imagine and that you can ship those two people? Because on other shows you ship best friends for even
You're
less.
able to see something on a show and like it on the show, like the canon couples, but
Yeah,
you can
and
still imagine what it would be like if something was different. That's fan fiction.
and it's like not non-threatening the one to the other.
Yeah, because it's
Like
not
I'm
as if the endgame couples would ever break up, ever.
But it doesn't matter either way. Like I think we overestimate sometimes how much the creators of a show are affected by what we like. I mean, they definitely like see where the trend is going, and of course, like, there are instances where the creators say, oh, like, I might give this pair a chance because they have such a huge following or whatever. But that is definitely not the case here. Like, the most popular ship is Malek, and they have really good chemistry. Like, I would say that out of the two main couples, I'd say Malek has, like, at least to me, okay?
I was totally multi-shipping.
I think we should say a disclaimer now, even a bit later, that what we say is just our opinions, is just what we think. Yes. In no way is it, you know, right over somebody else's opinion.
Yeah, no.
Or it is the absolute truth. It's just an opinion. And, you know, if you don't like it, then...
This podcast is meant to be us talking about our OTP, which happens to be Jalek in this case.
Yeah.
In any other fandom, they would probably be huge. Like, my other big pairing right now is Stucky.
Yeah.
And that's quite similar in, like, the forever to the end of the line, die for each other type thing. Because Jace and Alec have both almost died for each other several times.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't understand why Jalek isn't as big. I mean, I kind of get it, because for them to happen, you break up your two canon ships, and then two ships that are there since the books. So I think for many people who maybe have been fans since the books, it is the always has always been in their mind, which kind of makes sense. But yeah, I don't understand really the hate or the why people don't like them so aggressively, but you know, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Which is all I'm asking of anyone. It's like, ship and let ship. That's kind of the motto of this whole podcast.
Yeah.
We already said that Jalek is not a big ship in this fandom. How do you interact with other fans, then? How did you find other fans?
For me, I think it's just... It's actually a funny story of how I got into the ship. I had a very weird start into the ship, because I was a fan of the books when, like, the first trilogy when it went out. And while reading the books, I was a huge Clay's fan. Like, they were my thing. I love them so much. And then in the later trilogy, I kind of, like, really fell in love with Malek, and I just really love them.
Yeah.
So I go into the show to watch it, and I, like, Malek, I was like, yeah, that's my shit right there in season one in the beginning.
Yeah.
Clay's didn't sell me, mostly because I just didn't feel the chemistry.
Yeah.
Even though, like, both Kat and Dom are, like, wonderful actors and they do so much for their characters, I just... You know, I didn't feel the chemistry.
Seriously, I still have to hand wave away everything, like the whole development of them right until the end of season two. It's just doesn't work for me.
You know what? Like, in the books, it works, because the books were all about Jace and Clary. It was like Jace and Clary, like everything significant that they did in the books, they did together. In the show, when you give both of them other significant relations with other people, then it's kind of hard to hand wave it and then just be, oh, you like my only one, when, you know, they've shown that they're not also each other's only one.
One of my biggest pet peeves about the show is the compressed timeline.
Oh, like,
they rushed everything. How are we supposed to believe that these people go through
each
so
other
many
for a month?
Huge changes in like a couple of weeks. I think since the beginning of the show, it's been like 2 months.
I totally hand wave that part. I have my own internal timeline where, and then it's like, that's it. I cannot believe that this happens over like a couple of months. For me, it's like a year and a half, maybe
it
two.
It has to be. Because anything else just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so anyway, that's how I got into the show originally. So it was like, I was sipping Malek and everything. I did notice the chemistry between Jalek, and just to say that in the books, I never really noticed Alec really up until later, and I don't wouldn't say like he was my favorite character in the books or something, but in this show I just really resonated with him and I just fell in love with him from like episode one, and I was like, Alec, I love him so much.
Yeah.
So that I think that also maybe made me notice of the Jalek, you know, chemistry and the connection and everything, but it was just, you know, like in my mind it never really registered as a ship because I was all about the Malek. And then what happens is that episode, I think it's like episode 10 or 11, where you have Jason and Alec on the floor screaming each other's names. So I'm talking with a friend at this point. She's like my my fandom best friend. And she's like telling me about how people are making all this kind of like inappropriate, you know, gift sets with that moment. And she, so like, and then, so she kind of like, and then light bulb, it went to my head of like, oh yeah, right, that could be taken as romantic, you know, which, yeah, you know, like, hello, but yeah, so that the moment where they're screaming each other's name on the ground, that's when, oh, like the light bulb went up. And then in between the week that I was waiting, an interesting thing happened. I was reading a fic for another one of my beloved like OTPs, and I just noticed a similar, and I have this thing, right, so when I'm reading like a fic, let's say from another OTP, I like to draw parallels with my current obsession. I don't know why. I just, it's like a thing that I do. So I was drawing parallels between my other OTP, and I couldn't fit them with Malek. They fit better with Jason Alex. So I was kind of like, oh, right. So that, you know, that ship has like the growing up together trope that I really like, or the really close best friends, but we also snark at each other trope that I really like. And then I just started noticing all those things that I think my brain was kind of like ignoring up until this point. And then suddenly I was full on Jalek. Like it was such a sudden change. But then in like episode 10, I was like all about the Jalek. So, and then I was multi-shipping at that point because I also loved Malek, but then suddenly, because up until that point I was reading like fan fiction for Malek and everything, and I mean, and they have a lot of great stuff, like, yeah, Malek fandom does have a lot of great fan fiction, so I was reading that, and then suddenly I was like, okay, let me search for Jalek fan fiction and stuff, and then episode 11, and I think like the finale of season 1 kind of turned me off Malek, and then after that, it was just Jalek. So, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, the beginning of season 2 is very, very Jalek heavy. Yeah.
No, for me, is that I have this kind of, like, pet peeve. And, like, once a ship hits that pet peeve, it's like a huge turn off. And I'm not saying it's very rational, but, like, if I feel that one person of that ship, like, kind of pushes too much, like, that is, like, for some reason, like, a turn-off. And it doesn't have to, yeah, like, something just didn't click, right?
Yeah.
So after that, like, I was falling more and more in love with Jalek and reading a lot of... And then after the season one hiatus is when I started really going into the tags and reading, you know, fan work. And that's when they became from, like, a ship to an OTP.
Yeah.
Kind of late, but yeah, but once it happens, it was like, it was all I needed, yeah.
Yeah. My problem is quite often that I love best friends to lovers. So quite often, yeah, I watch a show or something and I fall in love like with the two best friends, whoever they may be. And then when the main couple is supposed to, you know, get together, I'm already halfway in love with the others. That's, yeah, kind of my problem, which is why, you know, because 1-4 happened before Malek. That was just when Malek only just, I mean, they just met then. So I already fallen kind of in love with Jalek, with the idea of them, because, yeah, they tick every one of my boxes that I was like, oh yeah, I can see they're really cute, but yeah, sorry, there's Jalek and I'm in love and I need to write stuff and I need to teach myself how to GIF. Yeah, don't even come about me about GIF and stuff. It's GIF.
GIF, yeah, for sure.
I don't care. Even if that maybe shows my German heritage.
No, but you know what? No, like, Every time you want to say the difference between GIF and JIF, you write JIF with a J. So if it was supposed to pronounce JIF, it would have a J. So, no.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, I taught myself how to GIF because of this pairing. My very first one is Jalek.
I spend so many hours reading, like, all these Jalek fics. Like, it's one of the... I could definitely say that it's one of the OTPs that I've done the most, you know... fic reading for to the point that I've read everything and then my mind like blurs together pretty much everything because you know
and as a creator it in Jalek fandom it might be small but maybe because it's small it's kind of like I get a lot of feedback like I've been writing on and off like in different fandoms, like I'd written a few stucky fics and stuff, but that fandom is so huge. I'd be lucky if I got like one comment, and then I started posting Jalek, and suddenly like 5 to 10 comments were normal.
Yep,
and
yeah,
people were really happy about it.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of content, so I think that when we find something that's also well written, it's just like wow, that's just amazing. Let me comment and let me show it all the love, you know, because it's just. Yeah, and but I would say also though, as a consumer of artwork and like fan fiction, because I don't really contribute significantly or at all.
But you've made quite a lot of really nice fan mixes.
Oh yeah, like yeah, I do maybe, but it is a small fandom, but it has quite the quality of fan fiction and of work. Like it has a very good quality. Like there are other fandoms that are bigger and they have like maybe. 5 times the number of fanfiction, but it's very hard to find quality ones. And at the end of the day, the quality fanfiction that I have from Jalek rival way bigger fandoms, which I think is like kind of like a blessing that at least we have very good quality of content to consume, even though we're such a small fandom.
I can say of myself that I've at least clicked on every single Jalek fic on AO3 because I made this AO3 collection for Jalek. So I had to check, you know, if the fic is actually Jalek or if it's just mentioned, which is an unfortunate, unfortunate fact that a lot of times fic is tagged Jalek where it's only just mentioned that Alec used to have a crush on Jace years and years ago. And that's mentioned in half a sentence and they still tag it. Sorry, pet peeve. I clicked on every single fic, at least. I at least clicked on it. And I think about 80%, I can say, are really well done.
I'd say probably like 60% are like amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Another 20% is like... good, could get better, but you know, I mean, of course, like writers, you know, if it's their first,
maybe it's not their first language, and
And I mean, of course, like nobody, you know, learns immediately, so you know, it's a valid effort. It could be better, but you know, like it's still good.
Yeah, and I would say it's only enjoyable to read.
Exactly, I would say only like 20% is like bad or just or even if it's or maybe not bad necessarily, but things that I'm not into because you know sometimes. Yeah. People write certain tropes or characterizations that I'm not into. Yeah. So like, yeah, like about 80% of the content is easy to read and it's enjoyable. And I think that's like a very big percentage. And this is really, really, really cool.
And it's also the fandom where, I mean, I have problems with like anxiety when it comes to like chatting and things. But with Jalek, I felt comfortable enough in the fandom to join a Discord chat, which is like I would never have thought like before.
Yeah, and I mean, you asked like how I got involved in the fandom. So basically, after like season 1, I just started reading all of those fics and following all of those blogs that were reblogging Jalek, and I liked their tags and stuff. And then after a point, because I didn't really have anybody to talk that ship about, I remember sending certain people that I enjoyed their artwork, like sending them messages and being like, oh yeah, like I love that she also loved Jalek, I'm also a fan, and just starting talking to them on Tumblr on messages. And then when the Discord chat happened, I was like, I got invited and I was like, yeah, for sure. And it was really nice, you know, to have a place, like a kind of like a safe space to talk about this ship with other people that
Yeah.
also didn't feel comfortable maybe sometimes talking about it in a more public manner, which I
Yeah.
think it's sad as a fact, but you know, it
Right.
is what was happening and
Yeah.
still is, I think.
Yeah. We were talking about before about well, you mentioned that you maybe don't like certain tropes and stuff, but what do you like? What kind of fic do you prefer? Like, is it canon based or AUs or?
I'd say like pretty much anything that is well written and has like good characterization. I'm just not very picky. But I would say probably I really like fan fixes. Like I really like fics where they take the canon up to a point and then they just, you know, they turn it around. I find that so like satisfying. I don't know. Yeah, so probably that would be like one of my favorite categories.
Yeah.
And then I'm also very partial to certain, you know, I'd say AU fanfics.
Yeah. What I also like about like going back to like fandom, it's kind of like coming up with like common fanons, which we like, you know, we
Yeah.
all kind of like we mentioned before, like what, why the hell did Jace, how did he not know that Alec was in love with him? Kind of like, you know, coming up with these explanations, like because of his family background, that he, it just simply did not occur to him that romantic love was even an option. He just barely allowed himself to love Alec like family.
Yeah, like for me, the explanation that I give to myself, like I would say, like my interpretation of that is that Jace had severe emotional trauma from his
Oh yeah.
upbringing, so I think for him to identify like different kinds of love was very, very hard. Like
Yeah.
for him to even, you know, feel safe and understand the concept of love, I think was a
Yeah.
big thing.
To explain, like, he was raised by the main bad guy,
Yeah.
pretending to
To be
be
his father,
his
yeah.
father.
In a very emotionally abusive and
Yeah.
even outright abusive way. And yeah,
Very,
basically.
very famous quote is to love is to destroy,
Yeah, and
to be
to.
loved is to be destroyed.
Exactly. So he grew up with that mentality, right? So I think for him, it makes sense for him, and it's like kind of understandable for him to. Do not have like emotional intelligence in the sense of like identifying emotions such as love sometimes. And for me, I think that he just as a child, like he really felt that he wanted Alec around, that he needed Alec maybe, that
Yeah.
he loved him, but he just couldn't like kind of like admit it to himself that because you know to love is to
Yeah.
destroy and
Yeah.
right. So he's like, okay, how do I keep this person with me without destroying them? Right, Parabatai, because
Yeah,
they're not
because
supposed
that's
to.
completely acceptable because it's a warrior bond,
Yeah, and it's
you
like
know?
because and also because they're not supposed to be in love. So like I get to keep that person, I get to be close to them, they get to be the closest person to me, but I can still justify it in my head that it's not love, that it is, you know,
Yeah.
it's a different kind of bond. So I think that and there's this quote, it's actually I'm not sure if it's by Cassandra Clare, but I did read it in her fan fiction about Draggle, the Draggle Malfoy trilogy. But you know, she has like this quote, like I'm very like very loosely saying that somebody's explaining how they didn't realize they were in love with another person by saying that, you know, loving you is like saying that, you know, I love like. My right arm, you know, you always have it, it's always there. You realize how much you need it, but then unless it's cut off, you never really clicks to you that wow, like
Yeah.
something is missing. So I feel like for
Yeah.
Jace that can also be the case that he was so used to having Alec around and loving him, but he didn't have any reason to examine that kind of love and what it
Yeah.
meant to him and what Alec's role was specifically in
Yeah.
his life. Because I think, like, I mean, you can, of course, interpret it as you like, but for me, Jace is jealous in certain amount, in certain episodes, of the show. Like, he shows signs of jealousy, of, like, being possessive of Alec. And I think that just works with my headcanon, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. And interestingly enough, like we talked about like Jace and his development and his characterization. I started out as very much an Alec girl. Like I was completely team Alec all the way. Why did Jace, in season one, why did he ignore him in favor of Clary? Poor Alec, my
No,
big
yeah.
salty.
I mean, Alec is my favorite character, and
Yeah.
I will always be an Alec girl.
Yeah.
But I think that
But the show
Jace,
developed Jace so
yeah, but the
interestingly.
show really did a very good job of developing Jace because, like, yeah, in season one, like he fucks up. He does some shit like that's not right. But at the same time, later on they develop him so much that you kind of understand that, okay,
Why
like he
he did
fucked.
it,
Yeah,
yeah.
he fucked up, and sure, like that's not good, but at the same time you're like, yeah, I get why he didn't think of it or why he didn't handle that
Yeah.
situation properly. And just like also like nobody's perfect, so expecting like a character to act perfectly in every single situation is like it's stupid. Like
Yeah.
nobody really acts unproblematic and like correct all the time, and if they
Yeah.
do, then they're this perfect person that is not very relatable at all anyway.
Yeah, those people are usually quite annoying.
Yeah, like I would say that probably my biggest pet peeve isn't so much the fact that at times in the show Jace or Alec fuck up, it's mostly that the show doesn't address the how they resolve it.
Yeah.
Like
Again,
it is shown that they
timeline.
yeah it is no but it is shown that they have worked through it, but it's never shown how. So at this point I just have headcanons that Jace and Alec just meet up in the balcony and have heart to heart conversation and solve everything, but it is just part of the process that we're just not shown, because it
Yeah.
doesn't make sense otherwise, you know?
Yeah, and now we're facing down the last episodes and can
Yeah.
just hope that we get some more crumbs of Parabatai content.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath, but anything we get, I guess, is better than nothing.
Well, we have seen a screenshot of a hug. So
Yeah.
it's like a rule. There needs to be at least one hug.
I think like just my biggest not complaint, I guess, or maybe complaint, I don't know, about the show is how they didn't like tap into the potential of
Oh.
Jalik more. And I'm not talking like romantic Jalik,
No.
okay? I mean, let's say that you want to stick with your endgame couples, which I get. It's a
Yeah.
creative decision. Go you, right? So you can still stick with Clayce and Malak and still develop the Parabatai bond so much more, because it has like so much potential and
Yeah.
has it's such an interesting dynamic. And then you have two actors that obviously play off each other so well and have amazing chemistry. So I feel
Yeah.
like my biggest complaint is that they didn't really tap into that. Like for example, the Infernal Devices trilogy, it is such a success, not because of the and why people
That's
love it so much. It's
the
not so
one
much about
set
the
in Victorian England, right?
which is the first time that Cassandra Clare introduced the Parabatai bond as in such a focal point, I guess, of her work. And I mean, yeah, people like the ships, like there was a love triangle or whatever. But people also love the Parabatai bond between that, Jem and Will back then.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, like, people, even if it's, platonic or whatever, they love the Parabatai dynamic. I think that's something. And the show just never really tapped into that potential. And I would have been very happy if they have done that. I don't necessarily need romantic Jalik in canon. Like, I can do my own
No.
headcanons. I mean, it would be
Yeah.
great, right? But I just but I kind of wish that they had given us more.
Polyamory, the solution for everything.
Yeah, that's very true. Though Jalik kind of became one of those ships that I cannot
I know. But
deal with
I mean,
anybody
like in
else.
canon, but come on, in canon, like on the show, I would be more than happy with polyamory.
Yeah, but then you have Clary on her own, I guess, so, which is.
No, it
I don't know. It wouldn't work,
could be a quad.
but
But anyway, yeah.
I would just be very happy, like with
But you are
Clayce,
right.
let's say with Clayce, Malak, and then Jalik having this like, like life partners kind of dynamic that it's more played into because Parvati are life partners essentially, you know?
And you are right. They are that type of OTP for me, the main OTP type, which is the kind that I cannot read with anyone else in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I can read the occasional threesome because, yay, polyamory. But, like, when it comes to, like, really emotional
Yeah.
stories, yeah, I'm sorry. It has been like that for me from pretty much my first, like, the first time I started shipping. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
When I really fall in love, I just want them to be together and
Yeah,
happy.
it's like I'm monogamous with my shapes most of
Yes.
the time.
But while, like you said, still being completely able to distinguish between canon
And
and
found, yeah.
fandom. Yeah. We are still able to enjoy, like, come on, three, like the 3-8, where they go into Ajace's head to
Oh
rescue him.
yeah.
Come on, that's canon and that's wonderful. Like, I didn't need them to kiss or something. That was perfect the way it was.
Yeah, or even like Parabatai Lost as an episode is just one of the best things in the show for me. And again, it is about their love for one another, and it just doesn't have to be romantic, you know? It just showing that connection and what they mean to each other is just for me, it's like so important and just so very interesting to see because it adds layers to their characterization as people. Like the bond adds layers to both Jace's and Alex's character, and I think that's just something really, really interesting.
You can't see me, but I was just nodding along and smiling. Like, yes. All of this. So I don't know, maybe it's kind of time to go to the rec corner. You said that you had problems finding stuff to wreck.
Yeah, it's hard because I've read everything to the point that everything is kind of like blurry. So it's very hard just find like one fic that pops into my mind. And then I went to like to my folder with like the where I save all the work, and it was very hard to find the specific fic. So sometimes I will maybe like explain the fic, and if somebody knows it, they can they can link it.
Well, I will definitely do there will be a link post along
Yeah.
with the episode, definitely. Because you did mention a couple of things, and a couple of authors that you recommend.
I mean, for me to find the absolute favorite would mean that I have to read all my folder of so many. So I kind of went with the two things that pop into my mind that I distinctly re remember. So you know, maybe if I read through my folder, I would maybe change the ranking, but so there's this fic, like I couldn't find it in Morgan's Tumblr anymore, but it's this fic that starts off with Alec having disappeared slash died. I'm not sure like how else to describe it without giving away spoilers. So that one is probably also one of the first things that I read, and it's just amazing. Like I can talk about this fic for ages. And then the other one is this kind of like starts from canon but goes AU after the season one finale, like Ace Asset Hunter Spy something, by calculating the
Like
star,
by ca
which is on the angsty side. Well, but it's just really, really, really good. And I would say that it just really pops into my mind about how I would love if the canon had went. So yeah.
So those are both kind of canon
Yeah,
based.
I would say like, well, Morgan's it isn't like, I mean it is canon but then goes like another direction, but yeah, they work with canon up until a point. So I will use what I got into. So your series of Jace in Wonderland was the one that I distinctly remember. I think it was the first thing that I read from you, and
Which still isn't finished. I'm
yeah,
so
you should finish
horrible.
that. And I loved it so much. So I would rec and I think that maybe I'm biased because it was one of the things that got me into the fandom, but I think it's very easy because it's kind of like AU if you're not still used to the idea of, you know, romantic Jalek, but then it kind of like goes that way too. And I just, it, and it's very, and it's kind of like more on the light side because I think like angst requires a bit of a emotional, you know, preparation, let's say. So it's kind of like on the light side too. So definitely that series. And then again, Morgan's Fix, that one that I mentioned in the in my faves. And then the other one where basically it works with their confrontation at in that scene where they go like, I don't want to be alive if we're different sides kind of thing. And then it kind of has them like argue their way and continues that scene. And
yes, I know that one. And it,
it's
awesome.
Amazing. It's like I was like saying, "Oh my god, this is like my Bible now. I love it so fucking much."
Yeah. So you've mentioned Morgan. That's Morgan D on AO3. There will be links. I want to also mention Mia Seklas.
Oh yeah.
Whose fakes are really cool. And she does
a bit more on the angsty side, I'd say, but definitely worth a read.
Yeah, there will definitely be lots of links for you to peruse in the podcast notes. I will have a look at some of my to include some of my favorites as well.
Yeah, and I remember that also, I guess maybe from later episodes, I really liked the fix that came out of the silly court case because I remember that after that episode, we had like three or four fix start up with that premise and they just, you know, kind of like canon fixing it. And I just loved a lot. So, and I think those ones are really good too. If you also want to be introduced to the ship, like it's kind of like it's canon, but it's canon fix it. So I think that those will work. And another one that I feel I have to mention is The Erosverse by Don't Ever Doubt Me, and it's still by like Calculating the Stars and King Original, just like on Tumblr. It is in a more RP kind of format rather than fake format, but The Erosverse, I just really loved it. It's angsty a lot, but it hits all my, you know, all my boxes. Like it works with canon, it fixes it. Lots of in-depth kind of characterization, so it's, you know, so...
That's something we didn't even talk about, that actually some of the first fic that I read was, like Erosverse, was RP, roleplay, which is different because we are quite lucky to have been blessed by people who write RP as if it's fic.
Yeah.
Like, it's like paragraphs.
It's kind of like, I would say that... I think of it as fan fiction where every chapter is like POV.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, and not just that, but some RP with like amazing characterization, which is
I love the Erosverse as well, and I also like the Future one.
Yeah.
Also by Don't Ever Doubt Me, and I'm not sure if it's also with Calculating the Stars
Else. No, I think that's your Jace in that one too.
Longest fix in this fandom. RRPs.
Yeah. But you know, like I guess if you're new to the fandom, just go to Xero Shade profile and Morgan's profile and just read everything that they have. It is literally.
And then there's also graphic artists in this fandom. There's, if you go on YouTube, there's a few.
So one of my favorites is like this Everytime fic. Like it's like the song is Everytime by Loreen or something. Oh, I'm really bad at remembering this stuff. But yeah, there's certain ones that are very, very good.
It's going to be fun to find those links. I remember one of the first ones that I saw was Warning Sign.
Oh yeah, there's two. One that is based to I Found by, which is like the Warning Signs, and the other one which is to the song Faded. That's how I learned these two songs, and I just love them so much. But anyway, I think it would be like a nice idea if we kind of did like a fandom work collection, like people like. recommending their favorite fan video, so we end up having like a fan video thing. We're already doing kind of like the fan fiction, so I think it would be kind of nice if, you know, other people chipped in with the recommendation, because I think you get a more diverse kind of, because I think like we, well, me and you have kind of like similar taste, so, you know, maybe we were excluding certain works that.
And fan art, I have to think immediately of Little Zion, who also did the really, really cool artwork for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
She's
like, they're the most adorable like the things official, ever.
She's like the official Dalek fan artist.
Yeah, and she has Matthew Daddario's seal of approval, so that should count for something.
Yes, she does. She does. Yeah. When we went to the Italian Institute convention in Milano the past 2 years, and this year Little Zion was with us and a couple other people from the Discord chat, and she allowed me to make totes with her artwork, and she's just really generous with, you know, creating stuff for us to use.
Yeah.
And she does, and it's so, she has like, on one hand, she has these adorable chibis.
Yeah.
And then she also does the like more like grown up artwork. She did one for one of my fics for I think it was for the Galaxy. No, it was for the first Jalek fic exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did one for my sex pollen.
Okay, so, wow.
I'm making my way through all the tropes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I think that's how I met her. And she's amazing.
Yeah.
And then also B does the best, was also amazing art. There will be links.
Yeah.
There will be links. Yeah, and then there's gifts. Lots
honestly,
of gifts.
There's no way we can ever rank good gift sets. I think I think maybe like there are certain creators that do really good ones, and then just maybe like the Jalek Source and the Jalek Squad account kind of like reblock everything. So I think if somebody follows those two, they can get their share of really good.
Yeah, there are and reblock most Jalek things. Like, there's Jalek Squad and Jalek Source, mainly. And then there's the AO3 collection. Every single Jalek fic that I got the permission to add to it.
Are people that didn't give you permission?
Well, I think there's people who just don't check.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have, like, old email accounts. And there's also quite a number of orphaned fics, which are, some of them are really good. So I'm actually tempted to make like a post collect, like listing them.
Oh yeah, you should like do the work for us. Please.
Yeah, like you know, do you know how much time I spend on that collection?
Well, that's why you're like the Jalek representative. In terms of, you know, organizing things and doing the work for us.
Yeah, do you have anything else to add?
Not really. I hope that we didn't ramble too much. But, you know, it was
rambled.
Well, yeah, but I hope there was kind of like organization to our process. Maybe not, but, you know, it's the first
Maybe
one,
not.
So.
Yes.
It will
yes.
get better.
Nice. Yes. And so, who is next? Who do you nominate for me to talk to next?
So, we actually mentioned her, so I would recommend like Mia Zeklos, I think she's on Tumblr and AO3. I think she's like kind of like more of a multi-fandom kind of person, and I think it would be very interesting, a nice change, you know, for me. And I would like, I guess you can pick any fandom that she likes, but I would more specifically like for her to talk about the Doctor Who fandom, which is that I also have in common with her. And I think you also have in common with her too.
Yes.
So that would be very.
She ships the Doctor and River just like me.
Well, I kind of I don't know if I can recommend, but if she can talk about Eleven and Amy too, I would be very interesting to hearing about that. I'm sorry, Eleven and Amy were my shit.
Yes, but she's supposed to talk about her OTP.
Well, yeah, but she's a multi-shipper, so she can talk about as many ships as she likes.
Yeah. I know her. She's also a Jalek fan. But let me promise you that the idea of this whole podcast is that it won't be just my friends. I hope that maybe Mia will be able to recommend someone that I don't know yet, and maybe a pairing that I'm not as familiar with. So we'll see. We'll see how this turns out. Last but not least, where can we find you online? Do you want to be found online?
No. I prefer to remain mysterious. So, well, yes. I guess if you really, really want to find me, then just send messages. Oh, you're a friend, is so awesome.
So if you want to find Danai, you would have to contact shippingcast@fandomish.net or send us an ask, shippingcast on Tumblr. Yes. So thank you so much.
Oh, you.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was. It's a good way to spend my day.
Yeah. It's quite fun. Like, I hope the audio quality will be okay, considering that we're on two different continents and had to use, like, your phone and QuickTime yeah. to record. We'll see how this goes. I'm curious. I'm hopeful that I managed to put together an actual podcast
yeah.
out of our ramblings.
Yeah, and I mean, if anybody is interested in more rambling conversations, then yeah, like, they can send an ask to the thing, and we could talk about it more.
Shipping cost.
Yeah.
Shipping cost.
I'm really bad with names, I'm sorry.
No worries. Again, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was very nice to talk to you about Jalik again.
always. I think of the time that we spent together, which has, you know...
I'd say. Because we know each other for a while.
Yeah. We have talked quite a bit about Jalik. It just never gets boring.
Yeah,
of having an OTP.
Yeah, there's so much stuff to talk about all the time.
All the time, exactly. Okay, so let's sign off for the time being.
Yep.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea.
So, this wraps up the very first episode of the Shipping Podcast. Thanks again to Danai for talking with me. I hope you have enjoyed this interview as much as I have, and can't wait to dive into the links I will provide in the show notes. These you can find on Tumblr at ShippingCast or under shippingcast.fandomish.net. You can also find the podcast on shippingcast.podbean.com, on Twitter as shipping_pod, or you can email me under shippingcast@fandomish.net, where you can also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show, if you're so inclined. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. The next episode should be up in 2 weeks, featuring Mia Zeklaus talking about Doctor Who with me. The artwork for this podcast was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade, and you can find me as such most places on the web, like Tumblr and AO3. I also have my own website on shirazade.net, and I've created a Ko-fi as Shirazade, should you want to support my fanish adventures and creations. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.